Welcome to the Scottish Mortgage Podcast, the show that keeps you informed in all things mortgages throughout Scotland. Today, we're going to go over just a basic introduction to mortgages and buying for the first time. Today, we're going to be going through things such as the home buying process, the importance of getting ahead of the game, the mortgage application process, potential problems that you may face, and strategies for success. The home buying process is something that I've spoken about before when doing YouTube and on Facebook, and something that will take all of my clients through. And it's really, really important that you've got a decent grasp of the home buying process so that you can understand what's going on. The first thing that you want to be doing when you're going through the process of buying a house is to understand how much you can borrow and understand how much it will cost. These are the two key fundamental issues that will crop up when you're applying for a mortgage. And it's not just about how much the lender's willing to give you, it's how much you're actually willing to spend each month on the mortgage. Because sometimes the two don't align. Sometimes a lender will say they're willing to give you $100,000, but with your monthly costs, you can afford something worth $200,000, whereas on the other hand, the lender might say that you could borrow $200,000, but with your budgeting, you're only comfortable spending up to enough to get you $100,000. And it's about understanding these things so that we can align the mortgage within these parameters. But once you've got a decent understanding of this, what you can then do is move on to get pre-approved for your mortgage by getting your mortgage in principle. This means that the lender's had a look at everything. You've checked your affordability, and it will give you a certificate so that you can go out and start putting offers in on properties. And that's the next step. It's about finding the right property to take it to the next level. And then once you've found the right property, it's about putting everything together and then applying for your mortgage. And if you're working with a mortgage broker, we would take care of all of the work for you. It's really, really important to get ahead of the game when you're trying to get things sorted out. Awareness and understanding is going to be key. So first of all, understanding what the process is and what it's going to look like. But getting a plan in place and getting that mortgage in principle is going to make the whole transaction go through a lot smoother. There's going to be a lot of stress involved with the transaction. And it means that, see, when everything comes to go ahead, you're going to be ready and you'll be market ready because you've had more time to plan and you're going to be prepared when the right opportunity comes up. But not only that, you've then got power to negotiate. The pre-approval gives you the advantage when you're negotiating the purchase price of properties. And it means that because you're already pre-approved, you're in a better position than someone who's running about at the last minute trying to get things organised. But the mortgage application process in itself, once you've got that mortgage in principle, this is where the lender's going to do the initial checks, the affordability checks and sense checks that this is all going to go ahead for you. You can apply for this via a broker or a bank, and that's kind of the first step. Once you've got that down, you're well on your way. And then you're looking to understand different mortgage types when you're applying. So the decision should be made on what your circumstances are and not what could happen in the future regarding interest rates, because you can't control that. But what you can control is what your plans are in the next 12 months. If you're planning to start a family, if you're moving for the short term while you're studying, there's lots of things that you've got control over. And that's what you should be basing your decisions on. Different types of mortgage rates out there, things such as fixed rate mortgages, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, lots of different types of fixed rate mortgages out there. And you've got variable rate mortgages as well. Packaged up, you can get your tracker rates. You can look at getting your discounted rates or your standard variable rate mortgages. Those are the most common types of mortgages that I come across anyway. And then when you are during the application process, you'll be expected to provide paperwork. So this is things like providing evidence of who you are through your ID, providing evidence of what it is that you're earning, so your pay slips or SA302s or company accounts, bank statements to show your transactions, and evidencing where your deposit's coming from. And then the final thing that you want to be considering at this stage is your credit score. Now, there's credit and there's credit scoring, credit activity. Some lenders out there will assess things differently. It's important to understand that there's three main UK agencies. Some will base your application on score, and some will base it on your activity, and this is how you're managing your finances. That there are some potential problems that could arise when you're applying for a mortgage. So things like a lack of credit history, this could result in you using a lender that's maybe not someone who's going to use a credit score. It could be based on someone who's going to look at the activity. And there's lots of things that can play a part in this. Things like your age, if you're too young to have built up that 6-year history. Your nationality, so if you've not been in the UK for very long, your limited use of credit facilities as well. So if you have been in the UK and the only thing that you've had is like a basic bank account, you're not showing lenders that you've got a track record of managing credit, and that won't boost your score. There is still options out there, but they could be limited to lenders that won't use credit scoring and will only use the activity. And again, you can apply through a broker or a bank. Things such as low income can play a part. So income plays a huge factor in affordability. And I've seen lenders straight decline a mortgage because people aren't earning enough to fit within their algorithm. So income plays a huge part. But don't forget that if you are on a low income, you've got schemes out there, such as the LIFT scheme in Scotland, that could assist you. Also, your debt to income ratio. This is often overlooked because when you're talking about debts, most people consider the monthly payment and take the monthly payment into consideration when looking at a mortgage. But it's not just about how much you pay. It's also important about how much you owe on the any lending facilities that you've got, because debt to income ratio can play a part. And then the property itself. The property itself may not be suitable security for the lender. Maybe the construction type of it, maybe there's something wrong with it that the lender's not willing to take a chance on. These are some of the factors that could impact your application. But there are things that you can do to overcome that and to combat that. So by saving, regular savings is going to show that a lender that you can manage your money, and consider a lifetime ISA, because a lifetime ISA can give you a boost to your savings pot. I've done podcast episodes on this, and I'll cover this off again for you. Don't also forget to budget. And a good idea, something that I do, is I've created a separate bills account with the same bank. And it means that every month when money comes in, I can distribute the money into a separate account so that I know that the bills are going to get paid and there's enough money there left over for everything else. Improving your credit score is going to help as well. So things like paying your bills on time, get registered to vote, all of these things will have an impact. And don't forget to prepare for the additional costs involved. I would always suggest that you complete a cost of moving analysis, consider any of the fees involved, moving fees, legal fees, all of the kind of fees that's associated with buying and selling houses, and go through all of these when you're planning to move. But I hope you found this useful, and don't forget to watch the next video when it comes live. In this video, we're going to go through mortgage basics and what a mortgage is. It will help you understand mortgages. We'll go into a little bit more detail on the types of mortgages out there and applying for a mortgage, and also give practical tips. Cheers. Thanks for listening to the Scottish Mortgage Podcast. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe if you find this useful. And if you want your questions answered, pop over to our Facebook page at Scottish Mortgage Podcast and ping us a message.